So holding the Siman Shin Chavav, Sif Yud Aleph. Merchetz she'sos moy in the kav of Mir of Shabbos. You have a merchetz which they closed up the openings for the heat source from Mir of Shabbos. So the Motzei Shabbos merchetz with miyat. Avim loy sos moy the kav of. So we don't want this merchatz, as it were, having the heat sources available, because they're afraid that a person might go. It's something akin of leaving a pot on the fire. There's this gzeir of chazal that a person might be mechata b'gecholim. So Chazal over here also answered to leave it in that situation, because the person will go and soak the coals, and thereby in order to put more heat in. But meanwhile, he's being over the veira of mavir of increasing the fire. And not only did they answer it on Shabbos, they answered it Motzi Shabbos as well, because otherwise the person might be motivated to do this, even though he can't use it on Shabbos, to gain immediate access after Shabbos. So they asked B'Teshi also on Motzi Shabbos as well. But if the heat can't come in, he has no motivation to be Mechata B'Kecholim, and therefore it's Mutter. Seemingly you can't use the Merchatz on Shabbos, because this of Gzeiris Merchatz, that still is Osir, but Motzi Shabbos is Mutter Miyad. Okay. The openings which allow the heat in to heat the water. They are the access from where the fire is to where the water is. So now we're moving away from the case of merchatz. Okay, so they had a two-floor building, and there's something called a Batei Charev. We had it before back in the Siman Reish and Gimel at the end. Because of the cold, and keeping a house warm was a very difficult thing, so they used to create like an inner section of the house. Is called Beis Acharev, but they would go during the winter, they would go to stay in those rooms. So the example we had over there, that there was a large type of oven within that room, so they would stay in that room, and that room would be warm. So another way of doing it was they would have a two-floor type of arrangement, and they would have the heat going on the bottom floor, and the heat would rise through the floor into the second floor, and they would stay in the second floor as the Beis Acharev. So you're Mechaman or Sumi Tavtein. So that's not considered a problem of opening this, even though theoretically this goes. We could hear the argument. This should go. It wasn't there's America. It wasn't America. We could say practically, but there's a chashash that the person might go and be mechata the gecholim by allowing him to open up the holes and get the access to the heat. But that's a gzeir which we're making up. We didn't make up such a gzeir. We rely on the gzeir, then that's mutter.
This sounds like the vents now, or like forced air system.
It would be something along the lines of vents, a sort of forced air system type, right? So reference when miyach reilu niskamer b'shabbos. The water which is heated on Shabbos. I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. It sounds like he's saying that it had to be known that it would be Nischamim on Shabbos. Unless he means he went and stuck the coals on Shabbos, it'd be also Motzi Shabbos with Leshi also. I'm not sure, but I mean, even if it would be heated on Shabbos, if it happened in Mamela, it'd also be Mutter. I'm not sure. The Kudah is Lo Nischamim B'Shabbos, not within the Kudah. One second. What am I missing? Shin Chav Hei Zayin. Look over here. If he's talking about the Shin Chav Hei, he's talking about the Chashash over here of a Goy doing it. Okay. Oh, he's going back to the case of Merkus. I'm sorry. Okay, stop. Go back. I'm thinking about the Space of Herb case. Okay. We're going back to the case of the Merkus. So there's Sosim from the Kavamir of Shabbos. So the Shabbos, you can work it with Miyat. I guess it's a case of the Balonim were goyim. We have no. If the Nekavim were closed, they weren't going to be stuck in the coals because it wasn't. They weren't accomplishing anything. So there's no chashash that the goyim heated it up on Shabbos. Okay. But if they weren't tested in the Kaaba, Bisham Elah Hukma Shabbos, Ayadishan Nasazba Aitsimir Shabbos, Mibajan. So they didn't do any heating on Shabbos. It's a loss of Elisha Yasu. Kashemi Khaltab Gekholim. Kim Shasu Khazal Asus Kane. See, if you could circle Hampton, what's a Shabbos, Elisha Yasu, Kreshal Yasa came from Macheris, so I used them the Kaaba, be able to heat it. If I can, once the kavim are open, the chashash shemichatim mekholim is an issue.
Isn't there a missing middle case? Because in the case with the kavim are closed, he's saying, and it wasn't heated on Shabbos. But in the next case is with the kavim are open, even though it was heated by itself on Shabbos. But it doesn't really address the case of the kavim are closed, but it was heated by itself on Shabbos. And he can die in both directions.
If the Nekavim were closed, so it's Rechetz V'Miyad.
And he says because it wasn't heated at all on Shabbos, even by itself. But then in the next case, with the Nekavim are open, he says because it was heated on Shabbos, even though by itself.
Well, we're saying in the case of the Nekavim were closed, by definition, it can't be heated on Shabbos because the heat can't get to the water. The point is when the kavim are closed, so there's no
it's
access.
Really closed,
right? So the even if the fellow was the guy went into mechatav gecholim, it's irrelevant because therefore the whole thing doesn't make any sense anymore. But once the access from where the heat is to where the merchatz is, where the water is open, so now we have to get to the next stage. What happened? Did they heat it on Shabbos or not? So even with Sukham Elov, it's a loss because next time he's going to be low yisim l'kav and he'll do chitui. Therefore, they said it's also ad b'leisha yosu. Okay. Yud Beis. Also, the Kadosh Merkatz afilo l'haziyah. So the issue of Kadosh Merkatz is not only the person is going there to do rechitza, but even if he's going in just to be maziyah, it's also asr. So not only is it also to be mazia, it's just even to go through in the place where it's possible to be mazia, the asur. Okay, Mishabura. Namadeh, afilu lazia. So why the asur to lazia? Because there was people out there who wanted to do what they ever wanted to do. We answered Chama Shehuchim on Shabbos, and we answered Chama Shehuchim on Erev Shabbos, and we answered being Maziah, otherwise a person would go and be Reuchitz and say he just came to Haziah. If he's not doing it for that purpose, it's mutter. The second, the Mishbur, excuse me, the Ramah brings a sheet which is machmer. So in a case where it's not going to happen, therefore walking through is also. Also, Bishenom is kavim lekach. If they have a mikvah, they also have a sauna, and the place where the person normally would get dressed would be come out of the mikvah, you go into the sauna room where you get dressed. You can't stay there long enough to be maziah. They went by Lila, so how they do that? The room where they were get dressed was guaranteed that it's going to be Maziah, because they had heated the water right before Shabbos, that it should be hot enough, that it should stay warm throughout Shabbos, that the Ramat Shabbos, you're not starting with freezing cold water. So Friday night, that room was very, very hot. So, but they don't have an Eitzah. So the Shita which holds, if you're not going L'Shem Zeya, the first Shita, you're not going L'Shem Zeya, it's Mutter, so that's what the women, they're not going for the purpose of L'Haziyah, so it's Mutter.
When the Ramah quotes the Yeshua room like this, how do we pass them?
Usually the Ramah is saying L'Haziyah. When the Chabar says one Shita, the Ramah brings the Yeshua
room. Yeshua room means to pass them that way.
Right.
What are the women going for?
Women are going for the purpose of tefillah. Yeah. For they're getting dressed in the room where they would be maziah.
Friday night?
Yeah. Okay. Yud Gimel. So this is a Mishnah, Mesechta Machshirin. Yersha Yisrael ve'enam Yehudim Dorim Bo. So now, really, this is really a Hilchos Amir Lakum Shiloh. So, the goy, the worker in the Americas is a goy. The question is, who is he heating the water for? And there's Jews and non-Jews live in the city. Yesh Americas rochetzes b'Shabbos, and there's Americas which is open on Shabbos. So he's heating the water on Shabbos. He's doing all of the work that the Americas should function on Shabbos. So, but is it a problem that the goy doing malacha for the Jews? If the majority of people in the city are Jewish, we say the goy's main kavana, the worker's main kavana is to make it available for the Jews. So therefore, Motzei Shabbos, you have to wait till the time of Akadesh Yosu. If rabbi the people in the city are not Jewish, say the goy's kavana is for the rabbi the people in the city which are not Jewish. So then, he's not doing it for the Jews, so Motzei Shabbos, that's Mutter Miyad. Lamed Zayin, Mishabur, B'Shabbos, Nir, L'Rus, and Lokat, Da'avshah, B'Shabbos, Kufa, Mistama, Rechzim, Boi, Enim, Yehudim. See, here's the Kiddush. Even though we could argue that even though it's Rav Jews, but Rav people which are Mishtamish in the Americas on Shabbos are Goyim. So the Balon, the Goyish worker, is heating the water for the goyim, so we should mutter much Shabbos miyad. The after Shabbos good with mistama rochtin by enem Yehudim, given that the Shabbos rochtin by Rav Yisrael, ki chimemu b'soif yom Shabbos adai to the Yisrael mechamami. They would continue heating it throughout the day. They wouldn't heat it once in this type of situation. So those later acts of heating it are the shame to be ready for the Jews on Motzei Shabbos. And Rav Edom Yehudim. Okay, now Zot Mishabur Ein Tolibur Rav Diurei Hoir El Banoshim Horil Melchitz B'Merchitz Zeh base of Zeshem Mitzvah Shabbos. The Mishtama Daitan Mechaman Esem Merchatz. So it's not totally the actual amount of people in the city, it's the actual amount of people which are using this Merchatz, and specifically after Shabbos. I feel Bechso. So 50-50 is not a suffix. It's we say that the goy has intent for both. So he has intent for the Jew as well. And that makes it osur. It means until the water could be heated. Sharsin of Chavzayin. Yesham Sar, Sheesh Lavodim Harbe, Vafshar Sheikh, Mimu, Meshech Hashecha. Yesh Lito is a Lahokel, Fidasim Kilimanel. So I want to come up to Shabbos, I want to use it. It's wherever the people in the city are Jewish. And maybe the Tsar of the city had an interest of using the Merchatz now, and he has... So how is it hot so quickly after Shabbos? Because he has so many Avodim, which did all the work, so maybe it's heated very quickly. So I'm allowed to be Torah. That's what happened. Fine. Then the last thing is that in Chavches, Keshuchem it says Mishasham Mashal Lavin and Shuchem Hamerchatz Bishleimus. It's enough time that some of the you got the water warm enough that people consider it warm. I think that's what it means. Yuchem Ucham, and that they can heat it, they have time to heat up the hot water. I mean, the case there was that you were heating the hot water in the Merchatz. So, I'm not sure what is coming left. Okay. Okay. Simen Shin Chav Zayin, Dinei Sicha B'Shabbos. So now we're moving from the Dinim of Rechitza to the Dinim of Sicha. So the eager issue with, there are two issues with Sicha. What is refuah? And one is if it's a cream as opposed to a liquid, so then you have a problem of mimachik. So chashish remosnov loyosach shemen v'chemet. It's a person who has an ache in his thighs, so he can't anoint himself. Can't smear on the combination of shemen and chemetz. It's obviously doing it for refuah purposes, so it goes into this issue of refuah. Avosachu shemen levade, but oil alone is mutter. That's something people would do not for the purposes of refuah. People would do it for other purposes as well, just for the tainug. So it's not nicker that he's doing it l'shem refuah, and it's mutter as long as he doesn't tell us why he's doing it. Even though we're allowing shemen, but shemen verid, which was an expensive type of shemen, which we wouldn't normally use, an average person would not normally use. So that now it's obvious that the person's intent is only for refuah because it's an expensive type of oil which you wouldn't use just for regular purposes. So a person for refuah will do it. So now it's nicker he's doing it for refuah. But practically, if it's a place where people will use shemen verid, it's more available and if it's not so expensive, so then it's not obvious he's doing it for refuah and it's mutter. Okay. So the Ramah. But if you live in a place where people do not smear on oil unless they need it for medicinal purposes. So now it's a medicine. So it's muchas for a fu and it's also. Mishmer Aleph, Shemen Chemes. At time they ain't derech losos b'shtei and yachad el refuah. Combining the Shemen and the Chemes together, that was always done for refuah purposes. Therefore, it's also mechol mili to hul refuah also rabbanon gzera mishum shchikas hamamonim. So they asked refuah gzera that your person might take to grinding the herbs to make the medicine. Das mir natar mishum tekhim, which would be nisa the rice. Because it causes a b'sim mishin chavches, as explained later on. Medad the digir saseinu b'mishna b'chen rei nachanan b'rif haramam isa yayin b'chaymitz hanu afilu b'echad mehen. So shemen v'chaymitz or shemen v'yayin, either one would be a problem. Not just shemen v'chaymitz, but even shemen v'yayin is also a problem. I'm sorry. No, the gears of this yain v'chaymitz. So it's saying some people would use yain, some people would use chaymitz. So either one of them is also not a combination like we were saying shemen and chaymitz, but yain or chaymitz without the shemen is also. But to put on the shemen levada is mutter. The gam derech briim losu chaysoy v'lamin kashul l'refua. If you live in a place that was normal that people would even healthy people would be smearing on these this oil, so then it's mutter. It does not muchas for a fool. Could even briyim do it. V'chena al gabi maka mutter losu b'shem and mitam zeh could come on mesim shen chavches sefi beis. So this will create a heter to smear oil onto where a wound is, because it's not nikkur for a fua, because some people would do it even without it, just for even as healthy people. Which Ramah is going to point out that that's not true nowadays. But shem and verit is a problem. The mukha milsa, it's obvious. Shadom yikarter ve'ein olam sochi so elul refua. It's quite expensive, and people only use it for a refuah purposes. B'chol milad refuah aser b'chana. I feel like yadayin yehudi aser imizchazik v'al kaborik l'kamam b'shem and shen chavches. So even having a guy doing it, if he was aser, a person is not enough of a mishkav. Ramos says nowadays, or Ramos says in any place where it's not common to do sikha as a healthy person, healthy people do not do sticha, then it's osur b'chol shemen osur. Mishum hachim osur losuk shemen b'shemen b'minin haseinu. You can't take shemen in our where we're found and use it for haroi sheish b'chatotin, for a person who has some type of irritation on his head. To be mukha milsa, that's for refuah. B'chenim yesh loy nefach b'chom lakam shahu. Also lots of b'shem and b'medina seinu. He has some type of a boil. Apparently they would put on oil onto it. You can't do it. U'b'chele b'shum and also b'chom lakam b'shum dad nitach b'nimes dam habi noilin. K'dekal b'sim b'shin chavav sif yod b'hagah. See, even if you're going to get around the refuah issue, you have this problem of nayla, if it's something which goes from being a solid into a liquid. Sif beis, sochem ha-mashem shin l'hanosoy al yedei shinoy, tenu sochem ha-mashem ish b'yachat. So a person would rub in the oil. It's like a massaging. So that's mutter. But you have to do it a little bit, not in the normal fashion. So you would do it, the sikha and the mishum shbiyach at the same time. So you put some oil on the hand and rub it in. And even so, you mash it b'kerech al b'rifin yadayim. You should not do to this process of rubbing it in too vigorously. Hey, sochan mashmashin. Hanush is sochan b'shemen mashmashin b'yad al kol guf l'hamla. So he puts the oil on his head, on his body, and then he rubs it around. Ayirishina mikfish haragol lasses b'chol. You've changed it from the normal fashion. How you do it b'chol? Shein darker oz losuch l'mashmash b'yachad. Which that the standard was putting on the oil and then rubbing. So here you would do it together. Even so, you can't do it b'koyach. To who of the chol, because it's a weekly type of activity. The weekday was you put on the oil, and then you rub. Here he's taking the oil in his hands and he's rubbing it with the oil. So that's mutter. You can't do too harsh. So rubbing strongly, as long as the purpose is not to do it so vigorously that the person is going to start sweating from the process, from the heat, which that's also. As long as you're not doing it for that with that intent or that hard, it'll get there. So that's mutter. The gzer over there is actually gzeres refuah. They believed being maziah was a healthy thing. And the same way they could do that by rubbing on the body, they could do it by taking medication. So since it's possible to do it with medications, it's also even when you do it without the medications. An action which the only way you can do it is without medication doesn't go into gzeres refuah because it's not shaykh to gzeres. So iser refuah doesn't apply to some types of manipulations which are only done by physical manipulation as opposed to taking a medicine. But punkt lahaziyah was possible through taking a medication or through rubbing, so therefore both are also.
It's interesting we didn't mention this in the previous if. We talked about zay, but only the context of that is like bathing. But it wasn't an independent mention of the independent piece of zay there. The
issue of zay of refuah.
Refuah zay, yeah.
I think it was the point of the working up the body like a massage type of a thing is what you know was considered a refuah. Okay, Sif Gimel. So, in regarding the kli ha'osui l'kach, so a person would take what's the word I'm looking for? It was some type of a brush, but the brush wasn't for hair. It was like to rub on the body, some type of a coarse type of a kli, which would rub the skin. So you can't do that. Elim kain hoyyada baraglov matunofis betzita betzoya. So you need to scrape it off. So you could use it to scrape off the tita and soya. Ches in regarding to uvdin the chol, do it that way was a very weekday way of doing it. B'chliav yochol gard b'yada balabasa. You can rub with your hands. You scrape with your hands. Actually, search loyasa the word, but it can't be hard enough that it's going to cause the person to bleed. So the person can scratch with it. You can scratch with your fingers and rub it down like that. Also the kach, amirna b'gemora di mahoya loy klima yuchah b'shabas shori. So this uvda l'chol is not so much the fact that it's the same type of activity as the weekday. The point is, your mom is doing the exact same weekday activity by the fact that you're using the same kli that you would use during the weekday. So if you have a special Shabbos one, as long as you're not doing it in a way which it's going to cause bleeding, so it's mutter.
Special Shabbos what?
A Shabbos brush or whatever you call this thing. Utensil that you use for scratching. Custom we're going to rum. The mizan nogo b'sulas liyos lahem kli misar chazir hamiyuchad the Shabbos. So now they take this idea and they transfer it to that. There's a heter. One of the ways that we learn that an issur of getting having a brush on Shabbos is even it's something which is soft, which is not body, it's going to pull out hairs. Otherwise, you have a psik ratio that's going to be, you're going to do geuses. But even if it's soft, it's still uvd in the chol. So the solution was they had a special Shabbos brush, the sulam etzik uvd in the chol. The Gamazay and Mutta Kim, the Sakim and Mahat is a Saras Lashkivam. Vizibai also present the Ishevshashal Yilusas Sayers. Even with this softer type of a brush, if the brushing slash combing will be done vigorously, it's going to be also. Because it's still a psychration. So the case has to be that it's done gently. See, the Yarbarag of Matanovas Petit. And the reason why you're rubbing over here is to get off these things, not because you're just trying to get involved in weekday type of activities. Siftalad. Lo yosu ragla b'shemen. The person had this great idea. He'll take his foot, put a lot of oil on it, and suck it inside the shoe. And meanwhile, he will use that as a way to take the oil which is on his foot and have it absorbed into the leather shoe and make the leather softer, more supple, clean, etc. He has this new minhag sandal, and so you can't do that neshar or misrachek b'damer le'ibud. So because putting in the oil softens the leather, and that's like part of the tanning process. Alvasach raglo menicha b'minul. V'sach kogufa misagol al gavi or v'shali he b'shemen hanishuf migufa shir k'rei la'abdai. If it's a small amount of oil, it's not a problem. Even if it's enough oil which is going to cause a shine, it's going to polish it by rubbing on it, but that's not ibud, that's something else, and that's not us. Many cases of what we would call polishing, okay, let's say for argument's sake, so a person takes the semi-solid polish that you use in your shoes. So you put it on, you have a mamachik issue, you're taking it from a solid and smoothing it out. You'd also potentially have a dyeing issue. You might be coloring the shoe by that. You have this ibud issue, which you're making the leather more supple and softer, etc. So you're saying that in a case where it's a minimal amount, so you don't have the ibud issue, so that's mutter. It says it's mutter even though it's going to give it, it's tiksuach, even it's going to give it a shine. But now we'd have to address the what about the other issues with tiksuach? Because Mishabur Yudbeis lo yosuch the ibud or who echem me'avos malachas. So he's going to talk about ibud or over here. Ibud who im malachas or ishem abde b'shar debor shederach la'abde. If you use salt or other chemical agents and you make the hide into leather by removing all of the excess liquid. So the same way the person could do it with chemical agents, he could do it with physical acts of beating it, i.e. stepping on it, etc.
Physical acts of water?
Beating it?
Beating.
Or he's softening it by hand. He's like bringing it back and forth to make it more smooth. All of these go under the umbrella of this or ma'abit. Similarly, a person will take oil and put it into the leather, making the leather more supple and softer. That's also some way doing a tikkun in the leather. So they shouldn't. Person should not be rubbing in oil into a new shoe. It's not just the chachila, but it's mamash chachiy of Shabbos. So that's in case of minul chadash. What about a minul yoshin? What about an older shoe? Especially nowadays, the people confuse the difference between new and old, so you should ask for everything. And if the goal is to actually darken it, near the Yesh Vizel Lester the Kuliyama Mishum Khashash Tzvia, then you have a problem of Tzveya. So not only is it direct ibud also, but even something which is going to cause an ibud, even though it wasn't his kavana, it's still aser. He can't do this act of anointing his foot and then sticking into the shuv. So this opinion holds that once they're older, the ibud is not relevant. Ibud is the process of making the leather ready to use. It's ready to use. It's been ready to use for years. So it's not ibud. But he said he's allowed to be soch a small amount and put it on his shoe. I was soch to keep him to be ace a sicha loy noga shemen b'or, because it wasn't direct contact.
The difference is here he's doing before it's in the shoe, right? Here it's even a larger amount. The other case, the shoe was in the sandal already.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry, you're correct. This case, the other case is putting it on when it's already in the, here he's putting it on first and putting it on after, yes. But it shouldn't be enough, which is that it's a large amount, which is going to then roll off of his foot into the shoe enough to be ma'abedit. Because if it's a large amount of oil, it's still a problem.
Putting what on and then putting what on?
Oil and shoes. The question, what's the order? Shoe and then oil, then shoe. So then...
oil,
so it's mutter even with enough tzatzukai if it wasn't as intense. Tchim akavim legiluli al gabi or asoch ragla menicha berminol kadesh tzatzecha or aydei shemin osik zero to hecha lemiskavim la'abdu. So it's not real ibud, it's just making it shiny, but it's like the, in people's mind that's similar to the day of ibud. Koshen hecha the mashayach aminol b'shemin. He puts the oil directly on the shoe. So you can't put the oil on to make the shoe look nicer. It goes into this gzera. So take the milah yadei meruach shachar shakar vixen, putting on the polish. Kosev sefer b'tereshtol the im also fill yadei any hoodie also al erev because she also you can't benefit from it. The inyan chiyav chatus the ibur koshkan inyan avshatus or who gam came alocha the raisa. Who im yesh b'gishir k'day la'asos kameya, the shear of the amount of ore that's a problem is enough to make a kameya v'inyan yisur afilu b'kol shu farak duksa guzme ala klaf duksa guzme ala klaf duksa guzme ala klaf. It's told this mafshit, if you would split the leather into two layers, it's also a type of mafshit which is flay. Okay.